Coach, tough loss here. First three quarters, you couldn't ask anything better from your team, but then the turnovers really piled up, especially to begin that fourth quarter. That gave Great Bend a lot of confidence, and they kind of took over the ball game with a combination of inexperience on Scott City's side and some veterans leading the way for them.
Yeah, you know, we got a little nervous when they started cutting the lead, and then we started doing things that we weren't doing in the first half and getting away from what we're successful with, you know.
And started out, down 6-0, but all of a sudden you guys go on a 16-2 run in the first quarter. Couldn't miss. I think you're around 70% shooting there, but you played pretty well. You were consistent. You were aggressive and getting it down to your post players there in that first half there, and that's what really probably got you that big 11-point lead at the break.
You know, we did. We in the first half, we were really working the ball and finding the good shot, working and finding, not just shooting one shot every time we get down the court, being patient with the ball. Second half, we just kind of quit doing that, quit looking to the inside as much. And so, you know, it just hurt us late in the game.
Do you feel like maybe it was pressure of Great Bend? They started after they were down 15 that third quarter, applying some full court pressure. Do you feel like that maybe sped up your guards a little bit?
Well, yeah, and you know, we were just trying to dribble through that press, and they were a little bit bigger than us on the front line, and so we really needed to work hard at getting that pass, and we just weren't making the good pass. We weren't finding the right person to make that pass to. You know, just the little things we just need to keep getting better on.
You know, I think you had to be pretty happy with their defense for the most part. Yeah, Great Bend had that big run in the fourth quarter, getting some second-chance opportunities. But overall, I think the defense played pretty good once again.
You know, the first three quarters, our defense did really do a good job. You know, they closed out well on the ball. They were getting the dribble drive stopped. We got some really good boards there early. Fourth quarter, you know, we started getting tired. Our legs were tired. We weren't getting all the way out there. They were getting some outside shots. Then when we were there, then they drove to the basket. We weren't quite getting those dribble drives stopped. So, you know, we just got to work hard on, you know, fighting through, being tired, and keep pushing every single play.
Well, it gets a little tougher here, but I think this is good preparation for you guys, what you're going to see probably from LeBron Friday and a very good Wichita Trinity team on Saturday. But what are some things over the next 2 days you get to work on to get ready for those two teams?
You know, we just got to take care of the ball and work hard and trust in our teammates that they're going to be behind us every step of the way. And just believe that we can make that play and we can get it done late in the fourth quarter, that we are good and these girls can do it. We just got to stay positive and keep building on what we do have.
Well, I know it's a tough loss, but, you know, it's early in the season. It's one to learn from here. Coach, once again, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.